Proclamation number 8698, dated the December 13th, 1963. Clarification about office. You'll receive light on all subjects through my divine revelations. No question will remain unanswered if you ask me with complete confidence that I will give you an explanation. Therefore, nothing needs to stay unexplained. You need only ask yourselves in order to receive a truthful answer. Time and again doubts arise in you because you believe that you are allegedly able to prove the existence of so-called spaceships, whether or not evidence could be produced of the existence of so-called spaceships, which come to Earth from other stars. But if you seriously investigate these alleged appearances, you will not be able to provide 100% proof. You will find that these statements are always based on mere presumption or self-suggestion, for which no proof can be found. The explanation rests in the fact that people fall victim to the adversary who, in the last days, is able to resort to lies and deception because people themselves want to experience sensationalism, and nothing is too fantastic for them, and so their thoughts are completely confused. If people had spiritual knowledge, they would know that there is no prospect of contact between the individual stars, that the inhabitants on other stars will never be able to leave their sphere and approach other worlds. The claims made by these people are pure inventions, and no person will ever be able to prove his claim to have been in contact with inhabitants from other stars. However, people can fall prey to the adversary's works of deception and, due to their imagination, can be receptive to delusions which originate from him. But these cannot have physical consistency since my adversary lacks the power to produce material objects. Nevertheless, where actual physical objects have been sighted by people, these objects have their origin on this earth. They are test objects of researchers who, with intensified effort, intend to dominate Earth's outer space. Rumors that are spread about extraterrestrial beings, who supposedly come from other stars, are deliberate lies because no human being will be able to prove they have spoken to such alleged star dwellers single quote. The circle of those who affirm such appearances will never include spiritually enlightened people because they are my adversary's absolute servants, whom he can use for his purposes. Always provided that it does not concern earthly test objects which could be seen by anyone, which then, however, will be portrayed as extraterrestrial objects by unenlightened people, or by people enslaved by my opponent. Time and again I emphasize that there is no contact between individual stars and that there is good reason for it. If you humans even assume that these alleged messengers from other stars want to come to Earth to save you, then they would also have to actively help you humans on my behalf. Consequently, if I had given them this task, they would always have to establish and maintain the connection with those who are my own, with those whom I will lift up to heaven in the end. In that case, my own would see these objects and they occupants too, which will never happen, because I will explain this misconception to them and inform them of the pure truth. But those who make and believe such assertions cannot be spiritually enlightened. They always pursue purely earthly goals and believe my adversary's promises, who wants to prevent people from making heartfelt contact with me, which is the only guarantee for their rescue at the forthcoming end of this earth. You should believe that it is truly possible for me to protect every individual person and at the end of the earth lift him up to heaven, because the destruction of earth, as it exists now, is inevitable. And believe that I have countless angels in readiness for this, but that they will never appear to people beforehand as inhabitants of other stars. And since I convey the pure truth to Earth because you humans are in need of it, I would truly also inform you of this if it corresponded to the truth. But I will continue to warn you about my adversary's artful deception in the last days before the end, who uses earthly activities to deceive people, as well as suggestions to cause mental confusion, because people will blindly believe what is presented to them as long as they are not permeated by the longing for truth, for then they would also always receive the truth. Amen.